You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Do you have faith like Nehemiah? Because, brethren, we need it. It's the answer to our problem. And that's the only answer that's out there. Look at what God told Ezekiel to tell the people when no one was willing to obey him and be righteous. The things the rebellious people were doing then, the same things are happening today. And the things that the religious leaders were doing that were evil then, the same things the religious leaders are doing today. And actually, it's their fault because they don't teach the truth. You want to know the truth? Contact us. Come on down and visit. See if we're right for you. Ezekiel 22:23, it says, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in their midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and the unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. And they have hidden their eyes from my Sabbath so that I am profaned among them." Oh boy, is this, I told you it was the same thing then as now. The religious leaders today don't differentiate between clean and unclean. They tell you, go ahead and slap up them pork chops, that shrimp, that abominable crap that's going to give you a disease and make you sick. They take treasures for themselves. The same things. They don't teach the Sabbath. They have hidden their eyes from God's Sabbath, and they profane him. Verse 27, "Her princes in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain." And boy, do they get dishonest gain. "Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeking false visions and divining lies for them, saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken." Boy, I told you they're doing it today. I got a word for you from the Lord. BS you do, you lying dog. They don't differentiate between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, the Sabbath. Verse 29, "The people of the land have used oppressions, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and the needy, and wrongfully oppressed a stranger. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I would not destroy it. But I found no one." That's right, nobody was out there. Not one. Verse 31, "Therefore I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord." There wasn't one that wasn't willing to stop sinning. It was just that simple. Well, I'll tell you where there's a whole church full of them in East Tennessee, and Satan has convinced everybody that we're the crazy ones and you're the normal ones. It's a lie, folks. Pick up your Bible, see it, come on down and visit, please. Where if you're supposed to be there, you'll know it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.